So, Premier, welcome to SBS Hindi.
Thank you, Fabian.
A few days ago, you spoke about introducing a financial security investment to secure the future of kids in New South Wales. Could you tell us more about this initiative and why is it important at this stage?
Well, Fabian, I want to give every child the best head start in life. So by establishing our kids' future fund account, every child born in New South Wales, as well as every child this year who is 10 and under, will be able to have an account set up through Service New South Wales. The New South Wales government will start that account with $400. And then each year, we will make a dollar-for-dollar co-contribution with parents and grandparents up to a maximum of $400. And parents will all and grandparents will also be able to contribute to a maximum of $1,000 each year, which will lead to children at the age of 18 leaving school with up to $49,000, which they can spend on their education and on a deposit for a home. This is all about making sure that our children have greater opportunities than we have. It's something that is new and exciting that I know that's going to make a real difference to kids across our state.
Opposition leader Mr. Chris Minns mentioned that the Liberal Party's policies support privatisation and will only just maintain the status quo. So what is your response to this?
Well, I've consistently ruled out privatisation and I won't buy into Labor's scare campaign. The Labor Party is lying to the people of New South Wales and I'm running on an agenda that's positive, that has new ideas, new ways of thinking, making sure that we put downward pressure on household budgets by giving every single family in New South Wales $250 off their energy bill. Also, you know, our active kids, our creative kids vouchers, our back to school vouchers are all easing the cost of living for families across New South Wales, but continuing to build the infrastructure for the future. And it's the Liberals that have the economic plan for the future. And when you don't have a plan, like Labor, they resort to not telling the truth, running scare campaigns. Well, I'm running on a positive vision for our state and for our families in New South Wales.
Premier, as you know, the Australia-India Economic Cooperation and Trade Agreement came into effect in December 2022. You also visited India last year as part of your trade mission. So what new initiatives can we expect between Indian cities and New South Wales that will reaffirm India-Australia relationship and strengthen people-to-people ties?
Well, the first trip I went on as Premier trade mission, part of that trip was to India, and I wanted that to be the case because I know the relationship between our two countries is strong and I know that it will only grow stronger. So I visited Mumbai and Bengaluru and had a number of really constructive meetings in those areas in which we have a strong connection and where we can continue to drive our economic opportunities together. And whether that's in IT, whether that's in new energy, in hydrogen and green hydrogen particularly, the opportunities for our two countries are only going to continue to grow. And that is because in terms of the economic issues, we share such great synergies, but we also have a strong synergy in relation to our cultural ties and our focus on family and our focus on aspiration. And as a Liberal, I believe in aspiration. I believe in our families getting ahead. So I'll be returning to India at the first available time because I want to continue to grow those connections. I want to ensure that our educational export opportunities, and as a former treasurer of this state, being treasurer for 5 years, I saw firsthand the importance of our university education and having so many and attracting more students to study to New South Wales. And obviously we've come a long way and 85% of Australian goods exported to India enter without tariffs. I want to continue to build on that. We've just set up a trade office, a new trade office in India, which I opened when I was over there. And that is something that I believe I want to continue to grow and to prosper.
Premier, your government was able to secure funding for multicultural events and festivals in the past few years. And members of the Indian community benefited from these multicultural grants and funds. So will the re-elected Liberal government implement any new policies specifically for the Indian community within New South Wales?
Well, we'll continue to work very closely. As you know, we've invested $900,000 over 4 years to help celebrate major cultural events. And I was out at, as you know, Holi in Parramatta, and it was amazing. I loved it. And I can't wait for next year to celebrate again. And it wasn't just the colour and the joy that everyone had. It was seeing so many young children participate as well. And that's incredibly important that we promote and celebrate these events because it brings people together, but it also brings our values together. And it's important we pass those values on to our children. That's what's most important. And if we don't do that, then our country will not blossom into the future. So we'll continue to support events like Holi and Diwali as part of our multi-faith and multicultural advisory council. We continue to work with our multicultural community to provide support where it's needed. And I don't want diversity to be tolerated. I want diversity to be celebrated. And that's something that I'm very passionate about.
It was actually very exciting to see you enjoy the Holi festival.
It was great.
Again, the last census report by the Australian Bureau of Statistics revealed that the Indian population in Australia has doubled in the last 10 years. But why is there a lack of political representation despite the strength in numbers? From the Indian community, we just have Mohit Kumar and Samantha who are running for the New South Wales elections from the Liberal Party.
Well, I think we need to do more. And I get this question a lot, whether it's about women who are putting their hands up to run for parliament, whether it's people from a multicultural background. But I think it's changing. And yes, there's a long way to go. I'm very confident that Mohit Kumar can be, I think, the first Australian from an Indian background elected to the Liberal Party in the Legislative Assembly. And I'm regularly visiting Riverston and I'm backing him all the way. And I know that he will do a great job. And just seeing how enthusiastic that he is and how passionate he is about his local community, you need trailblazers to set the way. And I think he is an outstanding candidate. And Samantha as well is also passionate about her community. She's a young mother, and I know if she's elected that she will do an outstanding job as well. And once you get people elected, then I think people then see, hey, they've done it. They've run for parliament. I'd like to do that too. And if that inspires a whole bunch of other younger members in our community who have an Indian background, well, what a positive thing that will be, because the more diverse our parliaments, the better and stronger we are.
There have also been attacks on Indian temples in Melbourne and Brisbane. This issue was also raised by Prime Minister Modi during Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's visit to India. What can the New South Wales government do to mitigate and avoid this security risk?
Well, I haven't announced important funding for increased protection, but I want a future where no faith community even needs to take protective action. And the answer here, in my strong view, is community education and a close engagement to understand those issues. So I can give you and your listeners my full commitment that my government will do everything within its power to make sure that the sectarian violence plaguing other parts of the world does not find its way here. I recently released a statement condemning any attacks on religious establishments. I condemn any form of religious violence or attacks on places of worship. And I know that leaders, particularly in the Hindu community, have met with the New South Wales Police to ensure that the community harmony we all enjoy stays intact. And as part of that multi-faith, multicultural advisory council, we will work to ensure that our people feel safe, we're at a place of worship, but ultimately as well that we don't just, as I say, tolerate diversity, that we all come together and celebrate it. And that's what will take our country forward into the future in a way that ensures we blossom and not go backwards.
Thank you so much for talking to us. On a lighter note, Premier, before you go, I was interviewing Minister Mark Curry, and he mentioned that he occasionally enjoyed butter chicken and lamb rohan gosh. So do you have your own favorite Indian cuisine? And did you try anything when you were in Mumbai?
Yeah, we had butter chicken. It's my favorite, and it's my kids' favorite. They love Indian, but the only, because they're young, the only dish that they like at the moment is butter chicken, because it's not too spicy for them. So when we get takeout, getting like 6 butter chickens and bringing them home. So we love it.
Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Phoebean. All the best.
SBS Hindi se is report ko prastut kiya hai Sebin Joseph ne.